I'm not even gonna lie, I am very easy.
Videos like this always make me happy because not only does it reassure some of the things that I say, it gives us insight on things that we should know if we don't already know. Few discretion is advised.
I'm easy for that man that I want. So if you're not the man that I want and you all in my face and I'm just giving you a hard time and you think, oh, she's just playing hard to get. No, I'm not. I just don't like you because I'm very easy. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. If I like you, I want you, and I'm going to let you have me easily.
They are who we thought they were.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly the logic. That's exactly why you should never chase a woman. Women don't run away from men. They want to be kept by. It doesn't happen. When she actually wants you, she's going to reciprocate energy and you are going to have access to her. That's how women operate. All that apply pressure bull and you got to pay their bills and fly them, I know, all that shit is just cap. They don't really like you. That's all that means. The man that they really like does not have to do half of that type of shit. So the next time you interact with a woman, pay attention to certain signs. Is this like a tug and pull kind of situation? Do I got to jump through hoops just for her to come and hang out with me? Does she barely text back? Does she hardly pick up my phone calls? And if you experience any of those things, take a step back. And you keep taking steps back until she out your f***ing life entirely.
I'm winning any motherfucking way. I can't lose.
Women get to a certain point in their life where they realize having bedroom fun too quick doesn't work out for them. So they get to a point in their 30s or 40s where they say, look, I'm not having bedroom fun early no matter what. Whether I like them or don't like them, it's time for me to try to manipulate a man to stay with me by using bedroom fun and hanging it over his head and making him work for it and making him earn it.
What? How stupid would I be to do that?
Is this camera on me?
Yes.
And honestly, when they get to that point, they're not worth dating anyway. So it's not worth playing the game, jumping through the hoops. It don't matter who she gave it to on the first date before or none of that. It's just over. Just leave her alone. She's not going to be worth it.
In 2003, I saw a young girl kicking everybody's ass on the track. I didn't get her number that day. I built up my courage and got it at the next track meet. And she changed my life. She made me a better football player then, a better student, a better person. And she made me a better filmmaker when we figured out that that's what we was going to do. She was there on every set, always in the background, never getting credit. And on this movie, she was my boss. And it was awesome.
Really, nigga?
If you put yourself automatically in a submissive or inferior position, you might be a simp.
It's all part of the agenda. America loves a crying black man, don't they? Up on stage, sobbing, talking about how my wife was my boss on my last movie. And then, of course, you heard the other black woman in the background talk about, period. That's on period. Yeah, they love to hear that. Yeah. They love to have women, especially black women, put on this pedestal and idolized and all that. It's sickening.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth!
I'm going to.
Pull it together, black man. Show some strength for God's sake. For Pete's sake. I don't got any problem with him bigging up his wife. But why you gotta do it like that? And why she gotta be your boss?
That's a damn shame.
You want to still get married?
Girl, yes, I am a wife. I am not no streetwalker. And I'm upset that I'm still in the street. Like, what's going on?
Why are you still in the streets?
Because.
I know your DMs are full. Are you just not wanting
full of
to
the
look?
Right fertilization? There's not the right gas. Okay? I take premium. It's getting very much regular unleaded.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
What type of man is Tamar
a good man?
To? What does that mean anymore?
Let's start there. You find that, and then we can go down.
She's like, it's tough out here. Really?
Yeah.
Just a good man.
Start with the good man.
I think people are. We talked about this, mm-hmm. And we were saying that sometimes people might feel intimidated because you are a type of woman
about
who
that.
Knows.
Oh my God, it drives me crazy.
What you want?
No. Listen, let me tell you something. There are so many successful women.
You tell someone you're single and you look good. I'm riding around and I got a drop top for the summer, a truck for the winter. You know, the work truck out front, and folks is looking at the outside like, why is she single? Why does she got? There's nothing wrong with being single. I'm single, sexy, happy, living and enjoying life. And when the right one comes along, by the grace of God, I'll know it, and we'll move ahead from there.
Okay.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. Wives, don't end up single at 48. There's a reason you're single at 48. You're clearly childish. You're dressed like a kid. You're dressed like a teenager. You're clearly mentally ill. Talking about, no. I mean, who wants that? Who wants that? And you said your inbox is full, but they ain't coming with that premium gas. You don't qualify for premium gas. We know you want a millionaire. Millionaire men don't have to settle for childish 48-year-olds who've been run through. You lucky you got some unleaded gas in your inbox.
Learn to love it because you'll have no choice.
One point I messed with somebody on the Seahawks, and he paid me six bands, and I was only with him for, I think, an hour. And he just wanted to cuddle and take some shots. And it's like, you're a Seahawks player.
Stop fucking lying. Stop. You telling me a nigga paid you six that paid you? You! $6,000 to take shots and cuddle. Go ahead. Go ahead. Get a good look at y'all. Ladies, stop coming on this app and lying. Stop going on these podcasts and lying. If he paid you $6,000, you was in that motherfucker wild. I could tell by how your nose shifted when you said that statement. Look, your mouth is not aligned with your nose right now. You're lying.
So many different angles we can hit this from. Okay. You probably had bedroom fun with him, and he probably gave you $200. So that's the correction. That's the dumb bitchinese translation. This is what I be talking about when I say women think it's a flex to get money from rich dudes or get a couple grand from Drake, or Drake, you know, took me on a fancy dinner once. It's not a flex. And then you on the internet saying this to the whole world, ruining your reputation for life. What is all this gonna count for when you 46? Don't got a house, don't own a car. Like, what are all these experiences gonna count for? Even if you did get 6K, we know you blew it within a couple of weeks. It would have been better off. That's the thing. Women go out and try to chase ball players and entertainers and dudes with bags and stuff, when honestly, they would have been better off getting the guy down at the plant who make 50K. Her future would be more secure doing that. That's the funny thing. Most of these women who chase the bag, they don't end up with a bag. They end up broke and ran through. But the woman who stayed down with the young man that worked at the plant, she got retirement plans, 401ks, houses paid for, cars paid for, and some more. But they're not smart enough to think about the future. Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.